You're listening to SBS News.
This cluster linked to the five households that you've identified, what are the connections between them? Are there families that are related? What's the link?
Yes, we've got five separate households across the southeastern suburbs, and there are some family connections between these five households. And what we understand is that there's been some home visits between the different households. And that, of course, is a matter of great concern for us, because what we've seen is one positive case has now ricocheted into 34 positive cases across five different households. So very hard, of course, for the individuals confirmed involved. They're all struggling with a very unpleasant COVID condition. And of course, very worrying for the rest of our wider community, because we work so hard to ensure that people don't mix across households for this very reason, because we don't want to see the virus spreading from one house to other houses and then into other parts of the community.
So what are the age ranges of the 34 cases?
So it covers a broad range of ages. So we have five families. We have young children. We have teenagers. We have individuals in their 20s, and all the way to older members of the community in their 50s and 60s.
You've identified several suburbs in the southeast of Melbourne, which is a particularly diverse part of the city. So how are authorities working with the different cultural groups out there?
Yeah, look, I mean, as we always do, you know, we're working with the entire community, because the virus doesn't discriminate. It doesn't discriminate by culture, doesn't discriminate by place of birth or age or gender or income or anything else. It impacts and threatens all of us across the city and across the state. So we're working on this particular set of cases. We're working very closely with the two councils, the City of Greater Dandenong and the City of Casey, and they've been fantastic partners in working with us and working with the wider community. We're also working, of course, with Monash Health, who are leading the contact tracing work with us, and who have also got deep expertise in dealing with some of the health challenges of some of the people in this area. And we're also working with a number of community groups. And I have to say, having been to a number of these community meetings over the last week, the community has been steadfast in their support for this work. They've been very engaged and very supportive. And I have to say, you know, all Victorians, all Melburnians, and all the people in Casey and Dandenong, the vast, vast majority just want to do the right thing. They understand the restrictions. They're taking all the measures that we would want people to take. And of course, these cases highlight the risk of when a small number of individuals don't do that. It just highlights the risk to the wider society.
If there are some individuals going outside of the 5 kilometre radius, not for the correct reasons, that means that some of them don't understand the restrictions. So does the message need to be targeted to get through to certain people?
I don't think anybody who's been in Melbourne for the last 3 months could have failed to understand that we're in the grip of a huge pandemic, and also to see the scale of impact that this can have, and the measures that are in place to do it. I mean, I think that, yeah, again, 99% of people are wearing masks. We're all using hand sanitizers. So I think those messages are getting through. We've had a number of very good discussions with a very diverse group of community leaders over the last few week or two. And of course, I think the message is coming back is there are lots of materials available. We translate all of our materials into 55 different languages. We provide financial support for people who need to self-isolate if they have to take time off work and they can't get any kind of sick pay. And we provide, as we're doing in this case, we're providing welfare and food relief for those people. So I think both at local government level, at state government level, we're doing everything we can to support people to do the right thing, both to avoid getting the COVID virus, and if they do get it, then making sure that we keep them safe, we isolate them safely, and we give them all the medical and health support they need to recover.
And do all these cases in the cluster relate back to the Fountain Gate Shopping Centre?
Well, there's certainly an overlap at the Fountain Gate Shopping Centre. So some of the households have quite properly visited the Fountain Gate Shopping Centre for essential food purposes. We have, of course, deep cleaned and visited the Fountain Gate Shopping Centre with our outbreak teams. We've worked with some of the businesses there. We're stepping up again some of the information and some of the advice to businesses and people using that shopping centre. So, look, I think the, and again, what this case highlights, of course, is right now our main message to people, particularly in the southeast of Melbourne, is if you don't feel well at all, please come forward and get tested. And that right now, that applies to all Victorians, all Melburnians, but particularly if you're in the southeast. And we're very keen to ensure that anybody who doesn't feel well, please come forward and get tested. We have over 12 testing stations now set up in Casey and Dandenong, and very keen to make sure we support you to get to the bottom of this.